It's Monday of the first week of Advent. Welcome to today's Adventcast. This is Father John Zolsdorf. Blessed Ildefonso Schuster was cardinal in Milan. He had been a Benedictine abbot and was a great liturgical scholar. And he wrote a several-volume work called The Sacramentary. And in this, he talks about the first Sunday of Advent and has some wonderful historical information. Thus, Cardinal Schuster. In the later Middle Ages, there was a widely spread custom at the opening of the liturgical year of singing certain verses before the introit in honor of St. Gregory the Great, the inspired compiler of the Antiphonarium, which bears his name. Then Schuster provides in Latin what was sung before the introit. I'll translate. For most holy Gregory poured out prayers to God that he would give him musicality in chants from on high. Then the Holy Spirit descended upon him in the form of a dove and illuminated his heart. Thus at last he began to sing like this. Ad te levavi.
Ad te levavi.
The famous 14th century sequence also, Dies Irae, Dies Illa, before it was taken to form part of the office for the dead by the addition of the final verse, Dona Eis Requiem, Amen, used to be sung on this day before the Gospel, as if to prepare the minds of the hearers for the awful narrative of the final catastrophe described by St. Luke. Man is made up of spirit and flesh. And whilst the former is desirous of being drawn toward truth and love, the latter understands only such good or evil as he can perceive with his senses, and must therefore be held in check by penance and by a salutary fear of the judgments of Almighty God. From Meditations for Each Day from Antonio Cardinal Bacci. Why did God will to grant us happiness only on this condition that we deny ourselves and carry the cross with resignation? The reason is that we should no longer be ourselves, but should belong entirely to God, and we should no longer live our own lives, as St. Paul expresses it, but should live the life of Jesus Christ. We ought to become like him, the man of sorrows who redeemed us at the price of his precious blood and forgave his executioners from the cross. We must suffer, moreover, so that by our suffering we may expiate our sins, purify our souls, detach ourselves from the world, and begin to lead a heavenly life even on this earth. We should not imagine that this will make our lives sad and dreary. On the contrary, it will fill them with the lasting joy which God sends from on high. Let us acquire the peace which is founded on complete control of the passions, on absolute dedication to God, and on the power of charity which can overcome all obstacles. Before we can acquire it, of course, we must be enlightened and strengthened by the Holy Spirit. It was not until after Pentecost that the apostles achieved this happiness, so that they departed from the presence of the Sanhedrin, rejoicing that they had been counted worthy to suffer disgrace for the name of Jesus. Let us implore the Holy Spirit to enlighten us, and to grant us this serene joy, which is a reflection of the happiness of heaven. Here's the text for the introit Ad Te Levavi for the first Sunday of Advent. To Thee, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in Thee I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me. Yea, let none that wait for Thee be put to shame. Let them be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous. Make me to know Thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Go to confession.